back to another episode of a not-so-brief history of Disney World. Today, I will be going through a tier list of the rides at Magic Kingdom. If you're not listening on Spotify, or in this case, watching on Spotify, then this won't make much sense to you. So, but if you are listening on Spotify, you will see a video. So if you open up the Spotify app, you'll see where you see the episode playing, click on that, you'll see a video pop up. So yeah, I'll do a video. If you've seen it before on YouTube, there's tier list, and basically what I'll do is I'll rank all the rides and attractions at Magic Kingdom. So let's get right into it.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome
aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
Alright, so again, this is a tier ranking of all the rides and attractions at the Magic Kingdom. So, S, of course, being the best rides, and F being the worst, and our N tier is neutral, and those are rides I haven't been on. Those are rides I haven't been on in the N tier. There's only a couple, though. So, we're starting off with Astro Orbiters, and for this one, I think C tier. You know, it's just another, you know, Dumbo type attraction, but I think out of all those, you know, Dumbo type attractions, it is the best, just because you have that added height element, you get really good views out of it. So definitely of those type of rides, it is the best. I don't think, again, it's not the best that Magic Kingdom has to offer, so I think like a mid-tier, C-tier kind of ride for me. Next up we got Barnstormer, and I think that's going to be a D tier. You know, it's a kiddie ride, so it kind of loses a couple points there, but it is a great beginner roller coaster. You know, a good first roller coaster. I remember that was one of my first, you know, roller coasters. So yeah, definitely a good kid ride, starter roller coaster. Nothing against it, it's just not one of the better rides. So, Barnstormer, D-tier, I think another one that's not as good as some of the C-tier ones and just kind of deserves a lower middle tier. Next, it looks like we have Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and A-tier. I don't think it deserves an S-tier just because it doesn't have that added thrill element in some spots. You know, when you're at the front of the ride, there's really no drops that you can or do experience because, you know, of the way that the ride works. You know, but if you're at the back, you still get some good thrills and stuff. So, you know, it really depends on where you're sitting. But the theming's great, the theming's great. Fits into Frontierland perfectly. A good lengthy ride. Not too bad of a line if you're there earlier in the morning. Good line, though. Good interactive line. And worth the wait, definitely, because it's usually only like 45 minutes, though. Next, we have Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. I have a problem with this ride just because I like the shooter rides like Toy Story Mania, but it's not like Toy Story Mania at Disneyland. But the other Buzz Lightyear ride, I think, I forget what it's called over there. I don't know what it's called over there, but it's something else, but it's basically the same thing. And over there, you can take, they're removable. The guns are removable. They're not fixed to the ride. There's like a little string attached to them. So that's definitely better than Disney World's one. And, you know, at the Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland, you don't know what you're shooting. It's less responsive. As opposed to something like Toy Story Mania. So I think for that one, I think I'm between a C and a D tier on that one. Probably going to go to a D tier. just because you can't really tell what you're shooting, and it's really luck. You know, if you're shooting in the right place, you're shooting in the right place, and you just keep going there. I think it's something that you can figure out how to do, but it's not something that's as good as all the other rides, other shooting rides like Toy Story Mania. Next, we got Carousel Progress S. Immediately S, just because, you know, historically, you know, back at the 1964 World's Fair, good animatronics, lengthy, the best show, and I did a video on the best shows or the top, like, three shows at the Magic Kingdom, and I think this one was number one, yeah, definitely number one, or it should be number one on my list. Yeah, like I said, great animatronics, and I've said this before, the animatronics aren't, you know, cutting edge or the best at Disney World, but they're good for what they need to be, and could they use an update? Yes, but are they, you know, okay with what they are right now? Yes. So definitely an S tier. Next we got another show, and probably my least favorite out of Enchanted Tiki Room, Carousel Progress, and Country Bear, and that is Country Bear Jamboree. Not that it's my least favorite show, I definitely deserves an A tier. Great theming, again, good animatronics, good music. I just think there's something about it, you know, that doesn't deserve the S tier. It does feel a little bit dated. This one, I think, needs more of an update than Carousel Progress. I think it's kind of pushed away, though. But still definitely A tier. Good theming, pretty good animatronics, pretty immersive for what it is. You know, not much to it, but, you know, pretty immersive for what you can get out of it. So definitely an A tier among, you know, Thunder Mountain and some other ones that I'll put up there. Next we got Dumbo, and with Dumbo, I don't know if I want to put it on the C tier or the D tier, but I think I'll do D tier. I just don't think it's that great because it doesn't, it's tucked away over there, in the Storybook Circus area. So, you know, it's out of the way. That's kind of the kids section, so it's not something you're going to pass by. But I think if it was in, like, the center of Fantasyland, you know, where the carousel is in that area, then it would probably be C or even B tier. But I just think because of where it is and because you don't get as high as something like Astro Orbiters, I just don't think it deserves a C tier spot. And, again, a lower mid-tier kind of spot for me. Next, we got the Enchanted Tiki Room S tier. I think this one's a little bit more immersive and just a little bit, the music's a little bit better than Country Bear Jamboree, so I think it's definitely an S tier. I still think Carousel Progress is better, but definitely an S tier kind of show. Immersive right from the start, through the end. You know, obviously, you know, some of the first audio animatronics, not that those are the first, but, you know, these are some of the first audio animatronics that Walt Disney developed, the Tiki Birds. So, yeah, definitely all those factors kind of make it deserve to be on that S tier. And, of course, the music, great music gets stuck in your head all day. And one of those rides, one of those attractions that the music being stuck in your head is not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. Next, we got Small World. It's a Small World. And I'm going to go A tier on this one. Almost B tier, but I think A. And the reason being is classic animatronics and a lot of them. Good music. A little bit repetitive with the music, and it may get stuck in your head. It can get annoying, but it can get, it's fine for, you know, not too long. But I think this one is really, you either love it or you hate it, because I think you'd either see it on the A tier or the F tier. But I'll definitely leave it at the A tier. Good music, good animatronics, historical, obviously being at the 1964 World's Fair. And while this isn't the one from there, because that's over at Disneyland, it still holds that same historical value. And next we got Jungle Cruise, and I'm going to go A tier on this one as well. I don't think it deserves to be an S tier, and I can't, there's something about it that doesn't make it the tip top of the Magic Kingdom attractions. Again, it's a Disney classic, Obviously, they updated it, and I think the update improved it a little bit because they didn't take away too much, and they added more than they took away, I feel like. So that's definitely, I think, was good with the monkeys being added in. I think that was a little bit more to look at and a little bit more. And it was cool to see something that you haven't seen before on a ride that hadn't been updated or wasn't new. Next, we got my first neutral, the steamboat, whatever it is, the riverboat, whatever. I haven't been on that, but I think if I was, probably D tier. Nothing too special, just kind of, you know, a way to take a rest, take a break, sit down, whether there's a parade you don't want to see or you just feel like you need a rest, it's probably good for that. Again, I haven't been on it, so I don't have much to say on it. But next we have the teacups. And again, I'm just going to put this E tier, you know, F tier. I have an issue with the teacups because every time I get on that, you just get dizzy and you kind of don't feel like you got anything out of it. It's just a teacup ride. It's kind of inside and closed as opposed to Disneyland where it's outside and, you know, not really enclosed. So I think if it was outside, it might be an E or even D tier. But again, I'm not a big fan of the teacup rides. It's nothing special, nothing great theme-wise. So yeah, nothing too great about it. And I think it just deserves to be on the F tier. Maybe if I like the teacup ride, maybe E or D. I just don't like teacup rides, and that's just my opinion. Next, we got our final Dumbo-type attraction, and that is the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. I'm going to go E-tier on that one. Nothing against Dumbo or Astro Orbiters or Aladdin. I just don't think they're anything too special or too innovative. But, you know, I think what separates them is obviously Astro Orbiter, you got the height. Dumbo, it's, you know, really a classic, but it is tucked away. And then Aladdin is kind of, you just feel like you're on, you know, a Dumbo just with magic carpets on it. And for what you have in Adventureland, all those classic rides, it just doesn't stack up against the competition. It's fine, though. It's quick. There's always not much of a wait. So I think, you know, if it's something you want to go on just real quick, it's fine for that, but it's nothing too special, and I don't think it deserves a higher tier. So I think definitely E tier on that one, and it's not the worst, so I'm not going to put it on F tier. Next, we have the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and for this one, B tier. I think B tier just because it's certainly not an A tier, and I don't think, I think it's good enough where it's not a C tier with the likes of Astro Orbiter and something a little bit simpler like that. It has cool elements in it and, you know, nice air conditioning. It's, you know, lengthy enough, so you have a lot of time on there. So there's nothing too bad about it. It's definitely not with the likes of the A tier and not with the likes of the C tier, so it falls right in the middle on the B tier. Second neutral, I haven't been on PhilharMagic. But maybe C tier if I did go on it. But again, I haven't been on it, so I'm going to leave my opinion neutral on that one. And next we have, it looks like, Peter Pan's Flight. A tier. Yeah, it's a Disney classic. And actually, you know, S tier. What raises it to that S tier is it's the perfect example of a good Disney dark ride. Obviously, good enough animatronics, not the greatest, but it keeps that, like, storybookish kind of, feel to it, so definitely good on that one, and, like, animated, and since you are soaring over all the scenes in your, pirate ship, or ship, that is definitely an added element that elevates it from an A or a B tier all the way up to the S tier, and like I said, it's a Disney classic. Next we have, looks like, oh, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm gonna go A tier on this one. I just don't think, like I said with Jungle Cruise, it doesn't have something that would make me want to put on the S tier. A great Disney boat ride. I like that it is in the water. That, you know, improves it, obviously, it being Pirates of the Caribbean themed. good new animatronics, like the Captain Jack Sparrow ones. Those are obviously very good. You know, obviously the smell. I know that's kind of weird, but I have done a whole episode on that one if you want to go check that out. So great kind of ambiance and feel to it. Great setting, very themed very well. You know, very well themed. So I think A tier on that one, you know, with Jungle Cruise and Big Thunder Mountain. Yes, definitely A tier on that one. And next we have Prince Charming Real Carousel. Probably C tier on that one. It's just the carousel, but obviously a lot of history in it. Very old ride vehicles or horses, you know, back from the 30s and back earlier. I'm not sure when they were made, but obviously very early. And if you think about it, it's kind of the oldest attraction at Disney World, just because of how old that whole carousel is. Obviously they were repainted and some were replaced, but historically it's good. And really, since it's in the center of Fantasyland and everywhere you look you have different views and you get to see the castle, that really elevates it from like a D tier to a C tier. So definitely location is key on a lot of these. Next we have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I think a B tier on this one. The only problem I have with this one is it has such a long line and you don't get much. It's like a minute and 20 seconds and you're waiting in like a 130 minute line. So it's definitely something you're going to want a Lightning Lane or Genie Plus. But I think if you added an extra dark ride type scene or an extra animatronic type scene, like you do, like you have with the mine, then it would definitely be an A tier for me. But I think just because it's so short and you only have that one scene, it has such good elements in it too that could be expanded upon. I feel like, you know, because you have the rocking back and forth of the cars, it feels very free and moving. Like you're kind of like going through the scenes on like a non, kind of like when you get on a trackless dark ride, kind of in that way. Like you don't see or you know where you're going, but it sways back and forth, so it kind of feels new. So definitely B tier on that one. It's good, but it's not as good as Thunder Mountain or any coasters like that. And then we have Space. I'm going to go A tier on that one. I just don't think it has enough to be on the S tier. I think Thunder Mountain is the better out of those two. So obviously if Thunder Mountain's on the A tier, then Space Mountain is going to be on the A tier. It's a great ride though, nothing against it. Cause A tier is, you know, really, really good. And S tier is just super, super good. Obviously if you've ever been on it during the Halloween party, that's pretty awesome. Complete darkness. I don't even know if they still do that. I'm not sure, but, that's something great that I got to experience. And I think that, you know, like I said, I think Thunder Mountain's better. I prefer Thunder Mountain. I know some people like Space better than Thunder, but I think that it still nothing against it. And A tier is a great tier to be on for these rides. Next, we got Splash, S tier. Obviously, if you're a returning listener, you know that is my favorite ride at Disney World. So obviously, it has to be the S tier favorite in my S tier. Great ride, great animatronics, great songs, a lengthy ride, because, you know, some rides are just so short. Like I said, look at the difference between over here, down here you have on the B tier, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Up here on the S tier, you have Splash, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is like a minute and 20 seconds, and Splash is like 12 or 11 minutes, so a lengthy ride with thrills is a perfect combination, and I think that it really can't be beat by any other rides at Magic Kingdom or at Disney World. And next we got Swift's Family Treehouse. I think that one's a D or C. I think a C tier on that one. It's probably one of the best walkthrough. It's probably the best walkthrough at the Magic Kingdom, better than the next one, which is Tom Sawyer Island. So I think C tier on that one. It's a quick walkthrough, which is nice if you just need a short little break, lots to look at, you know, obviously a lot of moving elements in it, And it's cool to walk through because you're, like, walking through an actual treehouse, so that's pretty cool. And, yeah, so it's not crazy special, though, so I think C tier is definitely a good spot for it. Next we have, like I said, Tom Sawyer Island, and that one, I think a D tier. It's like a step below because it is a little bit more of a detour on your day, obviously taking the boats over. But I think if there's like a parade you don't want to see, because I know when I'm in Disney World, we're not going to many parades. So, you know, maybe you rode Splash and Thunder has like a long line and you just need a quick little break. You head over to Tom Sawyer Island, but you're on there for a good 20, 30 minutes. So it is definitely a longer detour on your day than Swiss Family Treehouse. So I think while it's still good, it is a little bit longer, and it's cool, you know, you get through the caves and that, military fort type thing. So definitely cool. I'll put it on the C tier, actually, because I think while Swiss Family Treehouse is better, I think it still is pretty darn close, and I don't think I would want to put it with Barnstormer or Dumbo or Space Ranger Spin. Next we have the Speedway. I'm going to go F tier on that one. It is not futuristic. It has, it's super slow. Cars smell like gas, so it just smells like gas in Tomorrowland. And the only reason I went on it the last time I was there was to see Tron, and the only time I ever gone on that, and the times I'd gone on that before was because I was like 6 years old or whatever, and I wanted to ride in a car. So I think if you're young, really the last time I probably enjoyed that ride was like when I was six. So definitely something that, you know, maybe a kid would enjoy, but once you get past that age, it's just not as good. Next we have, yeah, so definitely F tier on that one. Next we have the People Mover. I'm gonna go C tier on that one. I think C tier just because I'll go B tier on that one. It's that one, you get good views of Tron and it's a good ride. You get to see all of Tomorrowland. It's relaxing, it's a little bit lengthy, so you get that. Not too bad of a line at the right time of day. You get to go through Space Mountain and Buzz Lightyear, so good for that. And it's just, I think it's like a classic Disney World ride. Obviously, it's not there at Disneyland, and it's kind of a vacant space that is kind of not good to look at in that area. So it's definitely good to have a moving element in Tomorrowland. And finally, we have, what is that, Little Mermaid F tier. Even you can see in this picture, if you can see the picture, it's such a, it's just not, the theming is better on the outside than it is on the inside. So that's definitely not good for it. If you're a kid and you like the Little Mermaid, then it's a good ride for you. But that's about it. It's a slow omni-mover type ride, so you know, nothing special in that. There's no really crazy ride elements. So I think definitely F tier on that one. And one that's not in here for some reason is Haunted Mansion. And I think I'd have to go S tier on that one just because it's such a Disney classic. So yeah, S tier on Haunted Mansion. Obviously, for some reason, that's not on this list. I just forgot to put it in there. But yeah, Haunted Mansion on the S tier. It's again, a Disney classic. And speaking of that, I think I'm going to move Pirates of the Caribbean up to the S tier. But anyway, Haunted Mansion, Disney classic, tons of animatronics, good music, lots to look at, super immersive, great pre-show, all of that. So yeah, that's my final ranking of the Magic Kingdom rides and attractions. So I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe. Whatever you could do to get the podcast out there, I would really appreciate it. And as always, have a zippity doo dah day. Zippity doo dah, zippity day, wonderful day.